Inshallah, like him, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amari Rosh Yichyu and schus Yichyu Fega Bas Mechalidis Basia. We are going to be learning Parashas Ekev, Perek Tes, Pesukim Dalad Vehei. Al Taimer Belavavcha Behadof Hashem Elokecha Osem Mipanecha. Lemor v'tzidkasi aviani Hashem v'resh zoretz zos v'rusa goyim el Hashem v'resh mipanecha. Lo v'tzidkasi lo shil vavcha tabo l'resh zaretzom. Ki v'risha segoyim el Hashem alakecha v'resh mipanecha. Oman ekim es adov v'resh v'shba Hashem rab v'sech l'avram v'tzok l'yakov. So don't say in your heart that when Hashem pushes away your enemies, that it's because of my tzidkus that Hashem brought me to inherit the land, and the evil of the goyim is causing Hashem to remove them. No, it's not because of your tzidkus and the honestness, the uprightness of your heart that you're coming to inherit their land, but rather because of the rishus of these goyim, God is removing them. And in order to raise the matter, to fulfill the matter that Hashem swore to your avos, to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So, Ayin Borachayim HaKadosh, Shabbal Shech HaKadosh, and the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, others who asked, and what it says in Pasuk Dalet, Al Tomer Levavcha, don't say in your heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing the Goyim because of your Tzidkus, and because of the Rishus of these Goyim. So in other words, don't say it's because of the Rishus of the Goyim. And then Vayter in Pasuk Hey, the Marbe Pele, it says, you know why God is removing them from the land? Because of their rishus. Keep a rishus goyim el Hashem Elokecha Rishon Mipanecha. So in Pasuk Dalet says, don't say it's because of their rishus. And then in Pasuk Dalet says, don't say it's because of their evil. And this, because of their rishus. And then in Pasuk Hey, it says that it is because of their rishus. So which one is it? Berishus goyim el Hashem Elokecha Rishon Mipanecha. So it's true that you shouldn't say it's because of your tzidkus. It isn't. But it also says don't say it's because of their rishus. And Ataka is because of their rishus. So why does the pasuk first say don't say it's because of their rishus? We also have to understand Chayra pasuk Hey. It says, it's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev that Hashem is removing them. So Pasuk Hey is coming to negate what it says in Pasuk Dalet, what you will say in your heart. And there it says, you shouldn't say in your heart, b'tzidkasi, because of my tzidkus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me to inherit the land. And it doesn't say anything about my yosher halev. So why in Pasuk Hey does it say, it's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev that Hashem is removing them? But you didn't say it was because of your yosher halev. You only said it was because of your tzidkus. So since Pasuk Hei is negating what it says in Pasuk Dalet, if Pasuk Dalet says anything about the yosher halev, why does Pasuk Hei speak about the yosher levavcha? Ya'al shechazom meiranis. Pasuk Vav it says, V'yadata ki lo b'tzidkascha Hashem lokecha nosem v'chatsa aretz ha'toiv azaz l'rishto gam k'she erif ata. You should know that it's not because of your tzidkus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you this good land, because you are a stiff-necked nation. What is the pasuk adding? The adata, it already says, don't say it's because of my tzidkus. And then it says in the next pasuk, it's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halei. And then a pasuk above it has to say again, and you should know it's not because of your tzidkus that Hashem is giving you this land. What are we adding? And what it says earlier, the al shechazom inam this kash. We also have to understand what it says in pasuk above. Hashem lekecha nosein lecha. Ki lo b'tzidkas Hashem lekecha nosein lecha tzaretz ha'toiva. In Pasuk Dalet, it says, "Bitzidkasi hevi ani Hashem." It doesn't say anything about Nasan. In Pasuk Hey, it says, "Hashem alakecha morisha mimipanecha," and it doesn't say a lashon of Nasan. In Pasuk Vav, it says a lashon of Nasan. It doesn't say meviacha el haaretz. It says Hashem lekecha nosein lecha es haaretz. So what changed that here we use a lashon of aretz, of nesina? And also in Pasuk Vav it says aretz hatova. In Pasuk Dalet it says aretz hazos. Doesn't say aretz hatova hazos. So what changed in Pasuk Vav that it says Aretz HaTova? So we have a lot of kashas, sweet friends. So in order to understand this parasha, we are going to go to the Torah of Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol, Amufla Bamufla with Yitzchak Manzatzal, and he is going to bring us to the Promised Land. So it appears follows that in Pasuk Dalet it says, Bitzitkasi. So what does it mean? Don't say it's Bitzitkasi. So the Targum Onkelos, Targum Yonasan, write Bizchusi, in my schus. Because since Eretz Yisrael is Toiv Ma'oid Ma'oid, like we see numerous times in the Torah, the Shevach HaGashmi of Eretz Yisrael, so you might think that because of your Tzitkus, you have a schus for an Eretz Zvas Cholov Dvash to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you were Zocha because of your righteousness. But even though you have the schus, even though you're righteous, but that's not enough to remove those people who already live there. God is a righteous God. You can't give a schus to one person by doing a miscarriage of justice to another, an injustice to another. So you can't remove the goyim just because the Jews are righteous. So don't say it's because of my tzitkus that God is removing them. Because it wouldn't be right just that because of your tzitkus to remove the goyim. And therefore it says, Vayter uberisha segoyim elishim rishim mipanecha. So they're rishayim. Oh. So if you have a schus and they're also rishayim, then you have a right to the land. Then you have a right to the beautiful Eretz Yisrael. So it says in the pasuk, don't say it's because of your tzitkus and their rishis together. Pasuk Hey says that that's not the gather of zechias b'nei Yisrael b'Eretz Yisrael. So first it says in pasuk Dalet, don't say it's because of our tzitkus and their rishis that we're getting Eretz Yisrael, those two things together. Because pasuk Hey tells us, no, that's not why you're being zocha in Eretz Yisrael. We see the end of Parashas Achareim, it's in the Parashas Kedoshim, and the Barichos Baramban, the self-Parashas Achareimos, that Eretz Yisrael is holy, it doesn't hold over Avera, and Eretz Yisrael vomits them out. We're not zech in Eretz Yisrael because of our schus. Because if we sin, then the land is going to vomit us out also, like we see in the Parashas of the Torah. So, it all depends. Why are we going to be zoche if we're roy to live there? Somebody who has the proper mile is going to be able to live there. So the meila, the removal of the goyim from Eretz Yisrael, is not just in order that we should be zoche in Eretz Yisrael, but rather they aren't matim for Eretz Yisrael since they're rishayim. And the meila, according to this, the schus of Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael is not a schar on specific ma'asim tovim, but rather because we're matim for Eretz Yisrael, we are fitting, we are worthy of Eretz Yisrael. So now we understand the pasuk. Al Tomer, don't say it's because of our tzitkus and the rishus of the goyim. In other words, the ikar is not because of your tzitkus that can be actualized because of their rishus. In other words, you're going to be able to be zochen Eretz Yisrael because of your tzitkus, because they're rishayim and mela, they're going to be kicked out. No. So the ikar is not because you're tzaddikim, and therefore, since God's a righteous God, he also makes sure that they're rishayim, and therefore he can kick them out because of your tzitkus. No. The ikar inyan is tali berishus hagayim. Like it says in Pasuk Hey, that lo b'tzitkas of Yoshua l'babchata al-rash, it's not about your tzitkas, but rather it's about the rishis of the goyim. Meaning that when you zochet Eretz Yisrael, when you're worthy of Eretz Yisrael, so it's not because of your ma'isim tovim and their ma'isim raim. It's not what it's about at all. It's because of their ma'isim raim, they're not worthy of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it says, ki b'rish the goyim el Hashem l'kecham rishim mipanecha. They're not right up for Eretz Yisrael. So it's not like you're going to say in your heart. In your heart, you're going to think that, hey, we did Ma'asim Tovim, and that's not enough because God has to be righteous. So you can't kick them out just because you have Ma'asim Tovim, but they also did Ma'asim Ro'im. And therefore, you're going to go, and no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is it's their rishus, meaning they're not worthy of Eretz Yisrael. Well, the manakim is the davar shenish shabbat shem lav sechel avram letzir liyakov. So Malchus says, what does it have to say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? It says, lav osecha. Once it says lav osecha, it's pashat Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have any other avos? The Ramban asks, v'yeshal hasho elishal sharei omer, it says earlier, 6:8, ki mi'av es Hashem eskom, God loves you. V'yineim avum l'malah, we're beloved above. God only loves good. And he hates evil. It's also in your tzidkus. So what's pshat? There it says that it is because God loves you. Because obviously we're good. So the answer is, there he's talking to the Jewish people in general. And here he's being mochich the door that they rebelled against Hashem. But what does the Ramban mean? Mi'avas Hashem Eschem is talking to this generation. So, does God love us or not love us? Ramban brings the pasuk Mi'avas Hashem Eschem. But here where we're also getting Musar, it's not because of our tzidkas. So which one is it? Yes, our tzidkas, not our tzidkas. Ramban says, when Hashem says he loves, he's talking about the Jewish people in general. And here he's being mochich this door. When it says Me'avas Hashem, he's also talking to this door. So is this door good or bad? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that the Pasuk isn't coming to tell us for what reason there was Zochen Eretz Yisrael. But rather, what gather is Koveh Zechias Eretz Yisrael? So in the Reish of the Pasuk, it tells us the gather of Eretz Yisrael as it's expressed in the vomiting of the Goyim from the land. So you know why they're not roi for Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they're being kicked out. So Mitzad Sheni, the Bnei Yisrael was zochen Eretz Yisrael, not b'tar aschar and specific ma'asim, but because of the shvua that was given to Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu had a great ma'ale, he was not close to Hashem. And therefore he's worthy of Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak also. Because if his ma'ale is worthy of Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov also means that his ma'ale is worthy of Eretz Yisrael. So since they're your avos and you're their children, and the children have in their shorish mishela avos, and even if they don't have specific ma'asim, like we see in Pasuk Dalet, it's not because of your tzidkus, but you still have the DNA of the avos, who are very righteous and worthy of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you are fitting for Eretz Yisrael just like the avos, and therefore you're zochen Eretz Yisrael. And if so, what it says, "L'man hakim es hashvua," this means that you have God is fulfilling the shvua with you, because it's your roots. You're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore you're worthy of Eretz Yisrael. Even though you're not worthy mitzad your ma'asim tovim for zechia, but you're worthy mitzad that you are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So you have it in your blood, you have it in your DNA, and therefore the lashon of Ahava is shaykh on you also. Because Abba is Tali Be'etzim Amhus, in the essence, even if the Ma'asim aren't Mitzukan. So that's what the Ramban meant. Shalakloli Yisrael Hayim Medaber. In other words, he's talking about the Metzius of Bnei Yisrael, the Metzius of Bnei Yisrael, God loves us. But the individuals, he's giving us Musar, that we weren't acting properly. V'enachinami, Mitzad our Ma'asim, we weren't Roy. But Mitzad our essence, we were Roy. God loves us because we have the DNA of the Avos, which makes us pure and holy. And therefore, by giving us Eretz Yisrael, he's fulfilling the Shavuot, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because we are their Hemshech. So according to this, it would appear to explain that when it says in Pasuk Hey, U'biyosha levavcha, and we mentioned that in Pasuk Dalet, it doesn't say U'biyosha levavcha. We don't say, don't think it's because of your Yosha Halev. But in Pasuk, hey, It says, "Lo b'tzitcha suviyah shel levavcha." Right in Pasuk Dalet, it says, "Don't say in your heart that it's because of your tzitkas God is bringing you to the land." And then it says in Pasuk Hey, "It's not because of your tzitkas and your yosha levavcha." So what are we throwing in the yosha levavcha for again? We didn't say that. We're throwing that in now. We didn't say that before. So the union of b'tzitkasi is a siva and a schus that you're zochen Eretz Yisrael, and that you don't have. It's not because of your tzitkas. The union of yosha levav is not a reason to be zochen Eretz Vatzal of Advash. But rather, if anyway there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael, maybe because of your yosha halev you'll be zochen. And therefore in Pasuk Dalet that we're saying don't say that you have a schus. It only says b'tzitkasi. Because yosha halev is not a siva for this schus. That's not a siva. The yosher alev is not a siva. It's not a reason to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Your tzitkus is a reason to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Yosher alev is not a reason to inherit Eretz Yisrael. So in Pasuk Dalet we're talking about a reason to inherit Eretz Yisrael. We say, no, it's not because of your tzitkus. It's not because of your tzitkus, your ma'asim tovim. And then in Pasuk Hey, we say, because you don't have tzitkus. And now it says also yosher alev. Because now we're saying maybe yosher alev is a reason to get Eretz Yisrael, if nobody's there anyway. So it's not a sibel as chil Eretz Avos Chalav Vash, but if anyway there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael, maybe through Yosher Alev you'll be zochen Eretz Yisrael. You'll merit Eretz Yisrael. And therefore in Pasuk Hey it says, it's not because of your tzitkas and your yosher alev, because even if Eretz Yisrael is empty of inhabitants, your yosher alev is not a siba to give you Eretz Yisrael. Because the siba of Eretz Yisrael is not because of any specific meisim or any specific matzav. But rather, the goyim are being kicked out because of their wishes. They're not roi for Eretz Yisrael. And you are roi for Eretz Yisrael because you are a hemshech of the Avos. And since you're a hemshech of the Avos, so he's fulfilling his shvua to the Avos. Because you have their DNA. Giving you Eretz Yisrael, he's fulfilling his shvuah to the Avos. And he loves you because of your essence, because you have the essence of the Avos. So Yosher Leva is not going to help you. It's not a reason to be zochen Eretz Yisrael, not a reason to be zochen Eretz Yisrael if Eretz Yisrael is empty. And now we also understand what it says in Pasuk Dalet, v'tzidkase hevi'ani. It's the lashon of hevi'ani. Pasuk Hey, it says the lashon of Ataba. Because in Pasuk Dalet, the issue is that because Chus Ma'isim Tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. Because there's no equal, there's nobody stopping them inside the Yosh Feretz, because anyway they were shine. They have no rights. But in Pasuk Hey, the Chiddush is that even if Eretz Yisrael was empty of its inhabitants because of their rishus, your Yosher Alevov isn't going to enable you to inherit the land. Because what does it say in Pasuk Dalet? B'hadof Hashem Elokecha Osam Mufanecha. God is pushing them out. That's Pasuk Dalet. And therefore there it says a lashon of Heviani. God is pushing them out and bringing you in. And what does it say in Pasuk Hey? Let's say it's a taba. What does it mean a taba? A taba memeila l'eretz reika. You don't need, in Pasuk Dalet, God's very active. He's pushing the goyim out and bringing you in. Don't say that God is pushing the goyim out and bringing us in. In Pasuk Hey, we're saying even if the land is empty, and that's an ataba. There, you don't need God's special help. That's going to be more automatic. You're already coming to Eretz Yisrael because it's empty anyway. So there, you don't need a lashon of heviani. It's Tzataba, you're coming. You don't need special help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Pasuk Daled, you need special help. God's kicking them out and bringing you in. But in Pasuk Hey, there's nobody there anyway. And it still says, no. It's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev that you're coming to Eretz Yisrael even though it's empty. But rather, it's because you have this Maila Ruchnis Batsim that you're Zochan Eretz Yisrael. You have this spiritual quality. You're descended from the Avos, and they're fitting for Eretz Yisrael, and therefore God promised it to them, and you're also fitting. So it emerges based on what we said, that until now the Psukim are not talking about the fact that we're not talking about the fact that you don't have tzidkus that's going to be mezaken you in Eretz Yisrael. Because what the Pesukim are really talking about is the Sibas HaZachiyah, saying why you're Zoche. So it's not tzidkus that's mezaken you in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Mahus Be'atzim, it's your essence. Therefore, don't say it's because of your tzidkus, because of a specific Maisim. Because that's not what it's about. And even if there's nobody in the land, also you're not going to get Eretz Yisrael because of your tzidkus and your Yosher Levo. Because that's not why you get Eretz Yisrael. But rather, why are you going to get Eretz Yisrael? Because of your essence. So could l'maisa be that you are tzaddik? So based on our analysis, when it says in the pasuk that don't say that Hashem is kicking them out, it's because of my tzidkus that I'm getting the land because of their rishus. It's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher lev that you're getting the land. That doesn't mean that you're not tzaddik and you don't have a yosher lev. It means that's not a siva to give you the land. That's not the reason you're getting the land. So it could be that maybe you do have tzidkus. But that's not why you're getting Eretz Yisrael. Because you need to be roy for the land. And that is because the goyim are being kicked out, they're being vomited out because they're not roy for the land. And Hashem is going to fulfill a shvuah to the avos. Because you are roi for the land, and you're a hemshech of the avos who are roi for the land. So that's in Pasuk Hey. But once there's zochet to Eretz Yisrael in Pasuk Hey, why are they zochet to Eretz Yisrael? Because of the riches of the goyim, because of Hashem's shvuah to the avos. So now they also have a payment of being zocha in the good land because of their tzidkus. And that's what it says in Pasuk Vav. Yadati ki lo b'tzidkas Hashem lakachem asen lachat zayit zot havas as lirishta. Kam k'sherif ata. And as you should know, that even after you're zocha, it's not because of your tzidkus. And therefore you're getting payment and being zocha in Eretz HaTova. In this great land, this land that is such great Gashmias. Because Adrabam Ksheorafata. So until Pasuk Vav, you can tie to that maybe the Jews do have tzidkus. That's just not why they're Zochet in Eretz Yisrael. But then you'll say that after they already come into the land, that's also going to be a payment for their tzidkus. You're roy for the land because if you're a Mahus, and now it's a payment for your tzidkus. Pasuk Vav says no. Ki lo b'tzidkas l'shem l'kechan osem l'chatzar. It's not because of your tzidkus. Because you're an Am Ksheref. Even after your zochet, it has nothing to do with your tzidkus. You're an am ksheref, as it says, barichus behemshech haparsha, all the sins in the midbar. Mamrim hayisem im Hashem, yom dati eschem. Even rebellious. You rebelled against Hashem in the day I knew you. So, it's not your tzidkus at all, you're a stiff-necked nation. So we understand why it says Haaretz HaTov only in Pasuk Vav, because in Pasuk Dal, the Iker Nidal, the Iker, the primary issue is the S'chus that's going to bring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should push them away. And on that it says that the Asiyah of Hashem is what's doing it. It's Hashem is bringing you in. But don't say that Hashem is pushing them out because of our tzidkus and their rishus. Heviani Hashem, God is bringing us in. Pasuk Dalet, we're talking about what in what merit they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. So it's not about your Maisim Tovim. And it's not about the riches of the Goyim. That's not the point. Because that isn't what gives you Eretz Yisrael. Not specific Maisim Tovim. And not the evil of the Goyim. So here there's no reason to mention that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Tova, that it's very great in Gashmias. Because here the point of the Pasuk and Pasuk Dalet is just to tell you that don't think it's because of your tzidkus and their rishus that you're getting Eretz Yisrael, because that's not how your person's worthy of Eretz Yisrael, even though maybe you do have tzidkus. And fine, we're going to find in a Pasuk that you don't have tzidkus. But even if you do, that's not what makes you worthy of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, it's the riches of the Goyim that Eretz Yisrael vomits them out because of the mile of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael will bring you in because you're descended from the Avos, and Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael to the Avos. So there's no reason to say Eretz HaTova. Here we're just saying Hashem is going to bring us in, that we're going to win the war, we're going to overtake them. Because we're Zochan Eretz Yisrael. Aviani Hashem, that's why God to bring us in, but it's not. No reason to say that it's an Eretz Tova. We're just saying, don't think it's because of your tzidkus and their rishus that you're being Zochan, you're going to win the war. And then comes Pasuk Vav, and in Pasuk Vav, it says that Yadati ki lo b'tzidkas Hashem Elokecha nasem lecha haaretz hatova hazos l'rishta kiam k'sherefata. Because again, you would think that once we're already given the land, it's also a payment for our tzidkas. And therefore the Pasuk is saying, no, that's not true. You were Zochan Eretz Yisrael only because of your Mahus. And even after you come in, it's not going to be because of your Tzidkus. Because God's not giving to you because of your Tzidkus. And therefore here it emphasizes the Eretz HaTova. That you would think it's as a payment for your Tzidkus, you're getting this beautiful land. In Pasuk Dalet, it doesn't have to say how beautiful the land is in Eretz Tova. It's a great land in Gashmias. Because what Pasuk Dalet is trying to tell us is that Eretz Yisrael is not about doing bad deeds or good deeds. That they're not worthy because they did bad deeds, and therefore it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was correct in bringing you in because of your good deeds, as we explained before. And Pasuk Dalet is saying, don't think that. Because that's not what Eretz Yisrael is about. It's not about your good deeds, and there has to be a mishpat emes of Hashem, so Mamela they have to have bad deeds, and Mamela you can come in because of your good deeds. It's totally not the point the Pasuk is telling us. Even if you would come in, even if it was empty, you wouldn't come in because you're a tzidkas near Yashua. Because why do you get Eretz Yisrael? Because you have to be worthy, you have to be spiritually worthy of Eretz Yisrael, which we are in our essence. And we're descended from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, that each one was independently worthy of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore they were promised Eretz Yisrael. And then comes along Pasuk Vav, and it says, V'yadati ki lo b'tzidkas l'shem Hashem. You would think that after we're already getting Eretz Yisrael, because we're spiritually worthy of Eretz Yisrael, because of our essence, but now it's also going to be payment for our good deeds. Ah, it's going to be payment for your good deeds. So here the Pasuk emphasizes, ki lo b'tzidkas l'shem ha'tova ha'zos. Don't think that it's because of your tzidkas that God's giving you this good, beautiful land. No. It's not going to be a payment for your good deeds after the fact. After you're ready, and it's also going to be a payment for your good deeds. Why would it be a payment for your good deeds? Because it's in Eretz Tova. Because it's a beautiful land. It's got so much gashmius, in addition to the ruchnius. So the pasuk is saying that it's not because of your tzidkas, after the fact, once you're already in there, it's not because of your tzidkas that God is giving you this beautiful land as a payment for your good deeds. Why? Because you're an am ksheoref. And therefore, here it says a lashon of nosein lecha. There it says a lashon of heviyani. Lashon of heviyani is the nidon is what's your merit? Why are you getting Eretz Yisrael? So it's saying, don't think that you're getting Eretz Yisrael because of your good deeds. That's not how to be worthy of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it says a lashon of heviyani. That God's bringing you into Eretz Yisrael. It's not because of your good deeds. And here it says a lashon of nosein of that God giving you this matana, of this Eretz Tova. He's giving you this gift of this good land. I don't think he's giving you this gift after the fact. It's a gift of a good land because of your Ma'asim Tovim. No. It's Lamaisa. You don't have Ma'asim Tovim because you're an Am Sheref. So now we understand why it says first Heviyani, and then it says Atabah. And here now it says Nosing. Heviyani, because we're explaining why God's going to bring you in and not kick them out. Don't think it's because of your Tzidkus and their Rishus. That's not what it's about. And even if it's empty, there's not going to be an atabah because of your yosher halev and sitkus. No. But rather it's because of their rishus, and therefore they're not spiritually worthy of Eretz Yisrael. And you are, because God's fulfilling his oath to the avos. And it says each one individually was worthy of Eretz Yisrael. And he's fulfilling the oath because you are Hemshech of the Elvis in your essence, and therefore God loves you. That's why the Pasuk says Hashem loves you. Even though you don't have the Ma'asim Tov. And therefore in Pasuk Vav it says, it's not because of your tzidkus. Even after the fact, God is giving it to you, no sin because of your tzidkus, this beautiful land of Gashmis. Because you're an Am Ksheoref. Rather, like we said, it's because you're spiritually worthy of the land. Because you're descended from the Elvis. Okay, there's a lot more to say about these psukim, and Amir Tashem, hopefully we will return to this because it's a fascinating few psukim, and we have a lot of kashas, and a lot more to talk about to help work. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.